off our haters. I feel just like you, I mean even I hate us. Turn the radio down, I mean every song. Yeezy got a vision that's clearer than every on. Used to hit the radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Royal Flush. As you know, I'm your host, Gregory Britt, and you can find me on Instagram, DURB3RRY_BRIT. We also have Kane on here tonight. Say hello, Kane.
Hello, Kane.
We also got Apollo in here. Say what's up, Apollo.
What's going on, Apollo? Not my bad. Let's go. Everybody,
hey, get to this Kanye, these Kanye tweets. Kanye's going crazy, man. He in a sunken place. That nigga MK Ultra. All that shit, man. The Kardashians, man, once you get next to them, man, it's all fucked up. That's why Tristan Thomas had to dip. Tristan Thomas, whatever his name is. He had a dip.
Thompson,
there you go. He had a dip, man. You know what I mean? Black men don't cheat. He's Canadian, so he's not really black. So whatever he was doing, you know what I mean? But he knew the way out. They gave him the way out. Reggie Bush gave him the way out. So, I mean.
That whole thing was sus anyway. Just the way that whole thing went down. I feel
like, I feel like that shit was planned.
Exactly.
He knew what he was doing. Yeah.
Now, I feel like the Kardashians was in on that shit.
Yeah, for the publicity.
Nah. You know that they live off that shit, bro.
That was all him.
Nah, because I feel like it was just weird. Like, before this whole thing started, like, with him cheating that week, like, Chris was in an interview, like, with just a random little interview, and she made a point of saying that Chloe was in Ohio away from everybody during this part of the pregnancy and stuff like that, just to be like, to add to the dramatics. So then once he started cheating, then people were thinking about that. So that's why everybody started getting at him, because they knew that she was like separated from her family. And then all of a sudden she went into like early labor and shit. It was just like drama. And I feel like it's not that everything had to be planned, but my man was set up in the fucking VIP, because it was just like, how did y'all get that on camera? Because it couldn't have been like a regular security camera, the way it was aimed down. It looked like somebody was like above them, like a tier above them, pointing down. Because one of the shorties even looked up and looked directly at it.
Tristan looked up too. I think he even gave it a wink, my nigga. That he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing, man. Yep. Ain't nobody that dumb to stay with a Kardashian for that long.
Bro, I don't know.
The only nigga that was that dumb to stay with a Kardashian that long died. And that was the dad. The other dad switched up. Yo, the other dad was like, yo, you know what, man? I'm going to just put some tits on it. Just chill. Because y'all niggas is wild.
You gotta relax.
Nah, yeah. Yeah, I ain't see the game, yo. Come on. Like, if somebody, you got a woman, she's that crazy, she's just nagging, you're like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna just throw some tits on. I'm gonna throw this dress on, I'm gonna chill. There ain't no way you're gonna bother me after this. He chilling. He made it out.
Like, that's just some shit you grab out your closet, you throw on, and you just sit on the
couch. Yo, he made it out. That's like, yo, like, he just chilled. Like, he didn't have to think twice about that. He's like, yo, I'm gonna just.
So, Cliff, you got something in your closet you want to tell us about? Like, I'm just asking.
I mean, if it get crazy for me, man, I got a couple of G's. I throw some tits on. I'll be in Mexico Friday night.
First of all, if you go to Mexico with some fake tits, you're going to be the number one lady in Mexico. So that'll be too hot for you out there. You just need to chill over here. You know? I wouldn't even go out there.
How did we get on the fucking Kardashians, though?
You know what's actually crazy? I heard that he did that shit because he was...
To avoid jail. Yeah.
Wait, who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Bruce.
Oh, because he had hit somebody with that escalator or something?
Yeah, he was about to go under the jail for that shit.
But when he hit that person?
Well, my bad. What'd you say, Britt?
Was it already starting to be Caitlyn when he hit that person?
Nah.
No. No. No.
I'm telling you, Bill Cosby got to do that now. Bill Cosby tried to play the blind card. I don't know if you've seen the clip where they called Bill. This is like, yo, Bill. And he took back and he's like, damn, I'm blind. Like, he went back to being blind. I'm going to see you the clip. You're going to be like, yo, this is wild. They're like, yo, Bill. He turned around and I think the lawyer was like, yo, you blind. He's like, oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, what? For real. Y'all niggas ain't see it. I'm going to send that to y'all. Watch. Y'all be thinking I'm lying and shit. I seen the clip, bro.
Because sometimes questionable things be happening in clips. So I just have, you know what I'm saying? I just like
to. I'll send you the clip. I mean, keep talking. We got Kanye to talk about.
Real talk. Listen, first of all, as a disclaimer, y'all know I love Kanye. Y'all know I'm a Kanye fan. Y'all know all the fuckery going on with Kanye right now. It's hurting my heart because I don't know what the fuck. What's going
She's
on?
So conflicted right now.
Yeah, dead ass. Like, I'm conflicted because I'm a Kanye fan. I'm not a Trump supporter. For anybody out here wondering, I don't fuck with Trump for multiple reasons. So, but we knew he was a Trump supporter since 2016. So this being news all of a sudden, to me, it's kind of confusing. Because when he was on tour and everybody was voting, he said he couldn't vote. But if he could vote, he would have voted for Trump. He had told people not to vote for Hillary. So this whole thing being news right now, it's just like, well, this is publicity for his album. He told you his album drops in June. The first
one. You are.
You know what I'm saying? So what else would it be for? But I don't know. That's just me. But then he really started tripping, and it's just like, my God.
Yo, did you hear that song he just dropped?
The second one, right?
What is it? Yay versus...
Yay versus the people.
Yay versus the people.
But T.I.'s a piece of shit for that.
Yeah, huh? So then we have to talk
about T.I.'s the succession of tracks that came out. They try to do it like... They try to do it like Eminem and Dre with Guilty Conscience and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
With the political views and then people think he's trolling and all that shit. Like, come on, man.
Now it's kind of like, I don't know, bro. This is where it gets tricky with me with Kanye. Because every one of Kanye's actions shows me that the guy is nuts. But when he gets on the track and he says that, I'm like, basically he's saying I'm supporting Trump because basically if he can get elected, nigga, that makes it easier for me to get elected. Like, and he's like saying it as if like, yo, like I'm supporting the change. I'm not supporting Trump. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping as a ex Kanye fanatic, that is the case, and that he's not actually just losing his mind, and then he's in a sunken place, like he said in that song.
All right,
so, he lost his mind.
So here's the thing, okay? This is how I feel. The first day that he put out a track, it wasn't really necessarily a track. He was at TMZ's office with Harvey, and he had done a freestyle called Amistad. And it was a quick snippet, about 15 seconds. That shit was fuego. I don't care what you say. Go on TMZ, find it.
Yo, for it to be a freestyle, Sci High or Pusha T, you got to write it for him to be considered a freestyle. Because we all know Kanye don't have bars.
Anyway, like I'm saying.
I can't say that.
Big Sean probably wrote it for him.
Kane, you can't say that. Because before... He had bars.
He used to have bars.
Kanye still got bars, bro.
Before he met Sahai.
So anyway, he went on there. He did that little freestyle, Amistad. The second track that came out was called, what was that joint, that whoop-de-whoop shit?
I ignored that one.
That shit was just a troll. Whatever it was definitely towards Ebro. I forget what the fuck it was called. It was called,
Lift Yourself.
Huh?
First of all, if that was really a troll move, that was hilarious.
That was definitely a troll because it was like, I felt like he was just kind of gauging his audience, honestly. But then Kane told me I was giving him way too much credit. But I just felt as though you lost 9 million followers in a day because of the fuckery you was pulling with the pictures you was taking with the fucking Make America Great Again hat. And you needed to see exactly who was listening and who cared. You just dropped freestyle with Harvey on TMZ. And at the same time that you dropped that track, TMZ dropped the track at the same time. You're judging how many clicks everybody's getting off of different, you know what I'm saying?
Nah. I think you look into Kanye too much. Kanye's calculated with what he do, but since he's so calculated, any decision that he make or any move that he make, everybody automatically thinks it's a grand scheme of things or whatever. I mean, if you got 25 billion bitches and you lose 9 million bitches, you ain't gonna be worried because you got the difference of that left over. If every time you tweet, it gets retweeted a billion times, you're consistently talked about for an entire week, you don't need to check the climate of the music. That was definitely not a music thing. That was for Ebro, because he called in on Ebro and he told him, I bet you when I drop this song, you're going to check in. You're going to check for the hottest verse. I'm going to give you the hottest verse. He tweeted about it, giving Ebro the hottest verse. And Hot 97 was the first one to premiere that song before they listened to it, thought they were going to get the hottest Kanye verse and get ready to trash it. So he gave them garbage. That's all it was about.
Was this after the I Love You Man shit?
Well, he's telling him I love you. Yeah, this was after it.
Mm. Oh, you talking about the cover?
No, when he called, he was like, oh, I love you, man. And Ebro's like, you want to talk off the air? He's like, nah, man. Just wanted to tell you I love you.
Yeah.
Like, just like that. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? So this was after that.
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense now.
And see that? She was arguing. See that? You see that, Cap? Okay. You see that, Cap? She was arguing me down in text messages for days.
Okay. So this is why this makes sense. Now that you're just saying this. Okay. So Kanye had posted a screenshot that I think was taken down. The screenshot was basically him claiming that the album cover for his next album was going to be the mugshot for the surgeon who killed his mother. He was going to make that the mugshot, and he had screenshotted it and sent it to someone in text message, and basically was like, this is going to be the album cover. And he was like, I want it to have a good title. What should I title it? And the person was like, love you. And he was like, oh, love you too. And he was like, you should tell people that you hate, that you love them. So now that you're telling me he called Ebro and was like, I love you, man, that makes more fucking sense. He's trolling the shit out of everybody. I'm telling you, man. His shit is, I don't know.
Wait. If that's the case, that means that he is now not trapped by the Kardashians, but he actually became a Kardashian.
Exactly.
Damn, this nigga is a different nigga now.
That is a different nigga, yo. Did you ever hear of Vince Staples interaction where he said he tried to talk to Kanye? He said, yo, he seen Kanye, and then he got invited to a dinner. I'm not saying it word for word because it's long. I'll send you the fucking article.
Yeah.
And he tried to talk to him, and he's like, yo, man, this shit out here in Chicago. You know, I deal with shit out here, out west and shit. And Kanye wasn't listening to him. And Kanye invited him out to eat at this food or whatever, this restaurant. And he said everybody was sitting down, and the food got there. And Kim pulled out her phone and was like, all right, ready, set, go. And they all laughed like there was a joke.
Really, nigga?
He said he had to get the fuck out of there. He said he took the Uber to Roscoe's because there was no way he was going to do that shit.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So they're really like a cult, my nigga.
Yeah, they fucked up.
Yo, that just blew my mind. Like, that's some other shit. So now, like, damn, Kanye's in the sunken place for real.
That's your rapper. That's your king.
But you know I'm a Kanye fan, though, so I have to take up for him. If I didn't take up for him at least a little bit, then I wasn't really a fan, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really appreciate who he was. I was just one of those fake people who was like, oh, yeah, I love Kanye, but in the back of your mind, you're like, who? You know?
But what, See, this is what is fucking me up. Does this mean that his music sucks?
Kanye?
His old music you talking about? Or like the new music?
The new music.
This is what I'm worried about, though. This is what
I'm not confused about.
Because you can't drop that Amistad freestyle making sense, having bars, and then all of a sudden you just drop trash. It doesn't make any sense.
Yo, Kanye.
Go ahead.
Listen, man. All right. Kanye is probably mind fucking everybody right now because he knows he has one of the greatest projects on the way. Because I've never seen Kanye go this hard in terms of promotion. He's done some outlandish shit before. We know Kanye. This is what he does. But to go this far, this shit better be the greatest work of fucking art I've heard in ages. Because he's preparing it to be that. He's preparing it so that there's so much talk about it that all those 9 million followers he fucking lost, he'll get 18 back.
Exactly. And
why I'm scared, because if he drops some shit and it's not the fucking best shit you ever fucking heard, I guarantee you it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be trash. 7 songs.
My guy, this is what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying. Kanye is producing 5 albums right now, right?
Nah.
5. So he tweeted, producing Nas's album made him feel like he was 18 again. Nas ain't gonna let him be in there fucking touching Nas and doing shit and being on his fucking tracks if he's talking about some crazy shit. Come on, B. Pusha T, Kid Cudi, Teyana Taylor, and he's doing a joint album with somebody. Who's he doing the joint album with?
Cudi.
Okay, so you telling me between five different fucking people, you know what I'm saying? Kanye's gonna be having crazy tracks about Trump and just not making any sense? Come on, B.
Oh, yeah.
He's trolling everybody, my guy.
Kid Cudi and Kanye. When Kanye dropped Pablo, and it was starting to die down, like, was it June, July? It was starting to die down or some shit. And he reconciled with Cudi, and they did the 808 and Heartbreak Tour or some shit. He needed Cudi's pen. So him and Cudi got together. I'm saying that the 7 songs from him and Cudi and the 7 songs that are on his album were actually supposed to be on the same album. They split it up. That's how calculated the man is, because there's no way you're going to release it a week later. Pusha T, from what I was reading, he trashed his album like 3 or 4 times because Kanye didn't approve of it. So I think that's going to be a great album. Like I said, too, Nas album been done two calendars ago. That's over 2 summers this album been done. So you telling me these beats are from 2 summers ago? Or are you talking about recently? Like, I don't know what this Nas album being done. Like, there's no way Kanye West could save Nas anyway. Nas, as prolific and lyrical that I keep him up to high standards, is like one of the top 5 lyricist poets in the game generally. Music-wise, currently, he's got nothing. There's no way. Unless he goes to Stillmatic, Illmatic Nas, he ain't got nothing for me, man.
So we're going to try and do this one take.
I want to thank my publicist. I want to thank my producer.
All right, y'all. So this has been Brett.
It's Apollo.
Yo, Bill Cosby is a rapist.
What you just have to say Kane. That's it. All you have to say, man. That's it.
I just have to say Kane. All right, guys.
Oh, no, mother freaking pass out. This guy is crazy, bro.
All right, y'all. This has been Britt.
This is Apollo.
I just have to say Kane.
Yo, thanks for joining us on the Royal Flush, y'all. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.